Listening 61. By then he was mad. Okay, Winston, let's have a cup of tea. I'm sick of working on this machine. Switch the off button. Put the cable over there and let's go. But it'll have to be brief.
Great. I'll do anything to stop listening to Archie. Have you smelt his breath? It smells like a rat buried in a box made of dry vomit.
Yeah, you're right there. He smokes so much his breath's like an old ashtray. It's like some form of evil gas. By the way, have you heard about Bonesy? He's out of jail. I saw him the other day, just by chance, waiting for the bus. Apparently he's calmed down a lot now.
I doubt that. I'll never forget when he threw that guy into the canal for saying his mum was attractive.
Come on, mate. Give him a chance. That was just after his mum died. By that time, he was mad.
Yeah? By then, he'd lost it. That's when he was working as a cleaner. Didn't he hit his boss over the head with a broom and burn his face with an iron?
And then he got sacked and went and worked at another cleaning firm. He stuck a vacuum cleaner on top of his boss's laptop, cut his jacket up with a pair of scissors, put an ironing board through the back of the window of his car and a brick through the front window. Even that wasn't enough. Then he found a bucket by chance in the car park, and I don't want to tell you what he did with that.
Anyway, we better get back to work.
Mate, I know you said a brief break, but that was too brief.
Sorry, mate, we can't lose this job. Plug the cable in, hit the on button, and let's get back to work.